Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm all right. It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you get to the age where you're happy you woke up, you know?
Yeah. That's true. Happy that everything's working.
Yeah, it's good. My wife promised that she would watch Lord of the Rings with me today, so that's...
What? Wow. Yeah, man. That's a big day.
I'm actually really excited about it.
All three?
The first one. No, just the first one.
Just the first.
She's never seen the first one, so I'm kind of excited about her just sitting there and like,
yeah, that's awesome.
You know, kind of zoning out, not caring about it.
Are you going to wrap it up like every weekend? You're going to watch the next one?
No, I'll be lucky if we watch the next one next year. Sometimes that would be a treat. Next birthday, you know, next birthday we'll probably watch Two Towers.
There we go. Yeah,
every birthday I watch a different one. That'd be fun. But we're not here to talk about Lord of the Rings. We're here to talk about the fifth episode of Echo.
The fourth episode.
Is it fourth? Yeah, it's only five episodes. Yeah.
That's right.
Fourth episode of Echo. I feel like this episode, the third episode, had a lot of momentum, a lot of energy, and I feel like this episode sort of showed some of the problems with Echo being a five episode series.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, so let me recap what happened.
Okay.
Echo thought Kingpin was dead. He's not. He shows up.
Right.
He puts a kind of fancy eye thing in Echo's eye, like a contact in Echo's eye, so you can see.
I did think that scene was neat, so I rewatched this, and I got a little bit more out of it the second time I watched it. That scene's neat because they set it up like they're going to blind her, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to blind her, like an eye for an eye type thing.
Yeah.
But then it turns out he's just putting a lens in her eye.
Yeah, the technology looked cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's fine. We start to understand why he puts the contact in her eye, because there's a flashback where he is talking to Maya, and then he says that the interpreter can leave, and they end up killing her because she was part of confidential conversations, which is like
right
pretty rough.
Yeah, you don't want to work for Kingpin.
No, not, you could die at any moment.
Right. If you turn the corner and you see a bunch of plastic hanging from the ceiling.
What are you going to do? Like, you can't run?
Nah, I mean, that's the end, dude.
It's very emblematic of the scene where how in season three of Daredevil, he does that same plastic thing where he kills off Bullseye's girlfriend or a girl that he cares about to kind of like control Bullseye. It was really interesting. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So the plastic stuff's still kind of emblematic of that. But anyway,
yeah.
So Kingpin doesn't want to kill Maya. He wants to kind of control her, and he offers her like power. Like basically he wants to make her a queenpin, which I don't think is an actual term. It's like Kingpin, you can look up in the dictionary, but I don't know if, I guess the word queenpin should be in the dictionary. But it's not.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know. Then Echo has just pretty much thinks about it and then leaves town, right? That's pretty much it. That's the episode. And she decides not to work with Kingpin. And of course Kingpin gets upset and kidnaps her mom and
her uncle Henry really helps kind of talk her out of working for Kingpin.
Yeah. But I've talked about this a couple times, and this is the thing that kind of bothers me about the whole show in general. Like, Maya has done a lot of bad things, and I don't see a world where Maya's trying to atone for anything. You know, she's not trying to forgive anything. And, like, when Kingpin says, you and I, we're the same, she doesn't feel like that's a bad thing. It's more like she's annoyed Like, you killed my dad. That's super annoying. I don't like you. But it's not like she's thinking, Kingpin's right. I am like him. How can I make myself better? I don't see that from her. Maybe we'll see that next episode. But for right now, like, what?
Well, but Kingpin's right. How can I make myself better?
Well, okay. So Kingpin says you and I are the same, right?
Yeah.
Correct? Right? Is that true or false? I would say it's true. Maya is very much like Kingpin.
Well, they're both disturbed from a young age, sure.
Yeah, and like, okay, so there's that scene where Maya wants some ice cream. The ice cream vendor is really rude. Kingpin beats the crap out of him. And then we see little baby Maya sitting there staring, and she's like, don't be afraid. And then she walks up and kicks him. Now, when you watched that, did you hear the guy groan? Like, ugh.
I didn't hear him groan when she kicked him, huh?
Yeah. If you watch back, she kicks him twice. And he goes,
I figured it probably felt like a tap or something, you know?
It's not going to hurt at all, you know? But like, a little girl is not afraid of what she just saw. And in fact, she's like, yeah, let's beat him up. Let's kick him. You know? And like, I haven't seen any evidence where Maya's not like that. I haven't seen any kindness from Maya. I haven't seen any, like, they gave us Bonnie as a character, but they haven't connected at all. In fact, there's a scene from episode 3 where she punches Bonnie for pretty much no reason. You know, and it's like, I don't see any niceness in Maya. I don't see any goodness in Maya. I think just from her being a main character for a show that we're supposed to think she's a good person, but I haven't seen it. And so I'm really having a hard time with the whole thing, actually. I'm having a whole hard time with the set for this. Like, normally we have a character trying to achieve something, trying to get something, and we don't have that here. We just have Maya sort of bouncing around a bit.
She was trying to achieve something, and that
she was, and what happened to that? I thought we were going to have a gang war. I thought we were going to have a war between her and Kingpin, and we don't get that. You know, we get like she blows up one place, she kills a bunch of people, and then that's it. So it's like, I don't know.
She thought Kingpin was dead, so she was just like kind of wrapping up the pieces.
Maybe I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. What did you think about this episode?
I liked it more the second time through. I'll say that. I think I was just going through it the first time I watched it. But I got a little bit extra from it. You know, the conversation that she has with her grandmother the first time through it, her grandmother says that Maya's mother was a healer, and I thought, that's just like normal mumbo jumbo talk. Yeah, everybody's a healer, right? But the second time through, I'm like, oh, Maya's mother, her power was healing, and maybe that's the primary power that Maya has.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, what power did she have on the train? That wasn't really healing, was it? That was like
this brute strength.
I don't know.
Yeah, and like I'm still
trying to figure out what her power is, but apparently her mother's power was primarily healing people with her ancestral powers.
Yeah, but when the grandmother was talking to Maya about this, she said, your mother was a healer. Like, I know people who I would call a healer. I wouldn't say they have healing powers.
That's how I felt the first way through. It was just like, oh, they're a healer, you know, blah, 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 blah. The second time through, I'm reading more into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know. It's just... And like I'm starting, I think the Kingpin is what's his name? The guy who plays him,
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, I think you don't like him. I understand that.
He's better in this than he was in Daredevil. To me, he's more tolerable. He's not overacting as much. There was still a lot of overacting in Daredevil.
That's fair. I still think he's a great choice, but I just don't feel like
want to know, is he wearing like a wide suit? Because he's big.
He's wearing some kind of suit that makes him look wider and fatter than he actually is. Yeah, the actual actor is not as big as this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's doing something to make himself look
a little bit. His head's pretty big, and I don't think that's makeup.
But I like his voice. I like how he act. I like everything about the Kingpin. But for some reason, in Maya in Echo, he doesn't feel 100% to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people like him, but for some reason, it doesn't feel.
Maybe you liked his overacting from Daredevil.
I think I did. Yeah. I don't think he's overacting. I think he's just acting. But it's clear to me.
What do you think of that thing he had around his eye? Did you notice?
The wound?
Whenever he would take the stuff off of his eye, there would be like some electricity going around his eye.
Huh? Electricity?
Yeah, there was some kind of appliance on his eye. He would take that off first, and then he would take some bandages off. And when he took the appliance off, there was like a little bit of electricity like arcing around his eye.
I didn't see any of that. Okay. No, what?
I guess he's got some kind of a... either that's... the way he's seeing, like he's translating, that's his translation unit, or he's got some kind of a electrical thing on his eye that's like healing his eye.
That I didn't see that. That could be. Are you making that up? Probably are. Maybe.
No, it's there. It's there.
It's probably something to help.
I didn't notice it the first time I watched the episode, but I noticed it this time.
He was shot right there near his eye. I mean, good Lord. How did he even survive? We'll never know. You know, he should be dead.
Well, he's like super...
just fat. He doesn't have a power, so let's not give him a power.
No. You've always said he's very powerful.
Yes, strength-wise, but he's not a mutant or anything. He's just a big dude.
He's not?
No. I've never said that. He's just a big dude.
I thought he had superhuman strength, superhuman, like, resistance.
No. In fact, I put this in the show notes. He is formerly trained in sumo wrestling, but he's nothing special. He's not. He doesn't have any powers or anything. But it's interesting. He does. Like, I've read comics where he's like sumo wrestling, fighting, and he's skilled. He's just a big dude, but he's skilled. Don't think just because he's fat that he can't fight. He can definitely hold his own.
Okay.
So I'm hoping this show lands properly. They're taking so much. They're adding so much stuff that wasn't in the original comics. That I'm hoping that score come out okay. I'm just not sure where this is going to end up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
When it's all said and done, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have any guesses or anything?
Where how it's going to end up? I don't know. The ancients that are giving her powers. That's going to have to be addressed. Obviously, she's going to have to rescue her grandmother from Kingpin and probably some other people. But other than that, I'm not sure how it's going to end up. But I'm hoping that after all this happens, we have a Maya that I'm actually interested in seeing where she goes, what she does. And I'm hoping we get a show or at least a framework of this character that's going to fit in the MCU nicely. But we'll have to wait and see. I mean, the MCU is different now. They're definitely leaning more towards the street level stuff. They're filming. Daredevil Born Again right now. It looks like it's going to be finished filming soon. They film so fast because they do so much post-production work. So it's going to be filmed pretty soon. And then after that, I mean, they're really going for it. So whatever they're building with Maya and Kingpin and Daredevil, it's going to work out for the best, I think. But I just don't. I was more looking forward to Echo from episodes 1, 2, and 3 than I am at 4. I'm hoping episode 5 kind of ends good, but right now I give episode 4 a solid C+ for me. I just wasn't.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a low score, but that's how I feel.
Okay.
What about you? What'd you give it?
Maybe I would have given it a C on my first watch through. I don't know. I give it a B. I give it a B. I thought it was pretty good.
What I like the most is, like, as far as doing some work for the overall story of the MCU. Is they're taking the original story from Daredevil about Kingpin's origin and bringing it back up. And I really like that. I mean, I don't like the fact that this little boy had to kill his father with a hammer. But I like that the story is consistent.
Yeah. We heard that story already in Daredevil.
Yeah. So I like that a lot. Man, Daredevil season 1, that story was, I mean, the wall cracking. And the painting, it took us a long time to figure out what that was. It was so creepy.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen Daredevil season 1 yet, definitely watch it. It's so creepy how his whole mindset, his whole thinking is. It's hard to really establish how unstable Wilson Fisk is.
He's really this fixated. His father beating his mother, and
what well, I would be too, right? I mean, it's
terrible. But
I mean, again, the MCU understands that. Hey, right, and the MCU's done this very well. Villains are not villains. Every villain they have introduced in the MCU has an origin story that makes it understandable why they're doing what they're doing. And they're just one bad day away from being a bad, quote unquote, bad person. And so I really like that. I mean, they've done that consistently. Every villain has
Killmonger did a really good job with that. Yeah.
Kang, Thanos, Kingpin, even Ultron. All of them have had a root that makes it understandable why they're doing what they're doing, which is interesting. But that's all I got for episode 5. You got anything, Mike?
What'd you think of that dinner scene? They didn't even eat.
Why did she pour the wine down the drain?
I think she didn't want to get drugged or anything like that.
I guess so. But she could. He could have killed her whenever she wanted. Whenever he wanted, he could have killed her.
Maybe she just wanted to insult him by pouring his wine down the drain.
I guess, yeah, okay. I thought it was interesting how she was kind of wary about the technology that he gave her, about the sign language technology. I wonder how the sign language community, the ASL community, feels about this show. Because I know they have strong feelings about their language and how people should learn to sign to communicate with them. I'm kind of curious about that, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you never know what else that lens could have been doing.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
So I would also be concerned about somebody putting something in my eye.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, they didn't even eat.
No.
Like, they got out the silverware and everything, dropped the knife, picked up the knife, but no food was had.
Are you hungry, Mike?
I just thought it was interesting. I mean, take a bite. You know, take one bite.
Yeah,
for your supposed dinner.
As far as scenes are concerned,
like, I don't even know what they were going to eat.
Dinner scenes are only supposed to allow people to talk. They're not really.
Like, my favorite, and I keep going back to this, of course, is the scene where in Hawkeye, where God, what's her name? Yelena Belova breaks into Hawkeye's apartment and eats mac and cheese, I think, with
Well, that's a classic scene.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good. Awesome. Loved it.
We should have a whole listing of all the dinner scenes in the MCU.
Oh, that's a good idea. The shawarma scene's a big one.
Shawarma scene's a big one.
Yeah.
There's not many. There's a good scene with Peter and Mary and Peter and Aunt May and Spider-Man.
Let us know on Mastodon if you want us to do an episode talking about dinner scenes in the MCU.
I've been more active in Mastodon.
I've noticed.
I downloaded the Ivory app to my Mac and it's working fine.
Had to pay
extra $10, but you know what? It's fine. It is what it is.
Right.
It is what it is. I mean, just as a side note, I can't even tell Mastodon apart from Twitter anymore. It feels like it's just Twitter now.
Like
there's so many people that are using it that it just kind of feels like it's just kind of what Twitter used to be.
Yeah.
Instead of a farm for Nazis, it's, you know. All right, what's this news you can't abuse? We need some kind of music, Mike. When I say news you can't abuse, you play it.
Interesting.
So in post, think about that. Like when I say news you can't abuse, there should be some music played.
Okay.
So kind of dramatic, bass-heavy music. How's that?
Bass-heavy?
Yeah.
I don't know if news is bass-heavy.
Oh, like, news you can't be, boom! Like, okay. the Inception horn would be awesome right here.
Boom. Oh, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. News you can't, boom! Okay. This is super sad, man, and it hit me in the heart, hard. Carl Weathers has died. He was 76 years old, he died in sleep. For fans who don't know, he was in The Mandalorian. What was his official name in The Mandalorian, Mike?
Carl Greva. I think.
Yeah. See, and like, not only was he wasn't just in The Mandalorian, he was, you know, he was Apollo Creed in Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4. He was in Predator, like that little stupid meme you kids use. We have two people, you know, shaking their hands and their muscles are flexing. That's Carl Weathers. Mm. It's just, my God. This, like, my God.
Yeah.
Are we all going to die?
Yes.
But he was one person where I just didn't expect it. Like, I never expected Carl Weathers to just, like, die. I never thought he would. He looked so good. He looked so healthy.
Yeah.
You never know, you know? Right. So, hey, people, if you have blood pressure medication, please take it. You know, that's
how. So is that why he died from something like that?
He died in sleep, but it's probably an aneurysm caused by his blood pressure, probably.
Mm.
But I can't call it. Who knows what he died from?
Yeah, okay.
Well, how else do you die in your sleep?
I gotta be honest, I didn't really remember who he was.
I know. It's okay.
Until people told me he was in The Mandalorian. I'm like, oh, okay. He was also in the Happy Gilmore.
I never watched that.
Yeah. Alligator bit his hand off playing golf.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Anyway, he had a fake hand. Yeah.
Carl Weathers, rest in power. My God. All right, Mike. There's a link under the next news you can use. Please click on that link. Okay. Captain America has a new costume. It is leaked. It is from an Instagram post about marketing materials. Do you see the costume?
It's loading up.
It's coming. You gotta scroll down.
It's on its way. We talking about Captain America here?
Captain America.
That's a good looking suit, I think.
I like it.
I like it way better than that white one.
Yeah. And here's why. It reminds me of the original Captain America suit that Steve Rogers wore. That's why I like it better.
Okay. Yeah.
The white just pops harder and it's fine because, like, the original suit for Sam Wilson did have those white highlights. But I like the idea that Sam Wilson is Captain America and he has, like, a uniform. Like, Captain America has a uniform, and that is, like, Steve Rogers had something similar. So I dig that. The blue looks good. It's darker. I think Sam Wilson looks a little more athletic in that.
I thought the white was there to accentuate the fact that he was black. I mean, that's what I thought.
Okay.
But he does look better in the blue suit. He looks better in the blue suit.
I think Anthony Mackie is kind of a bulky dude. He's kind of heavy set. Not really. He's muscular, but he's a little heavy. A little wider, so I like the thinness that this suit makes him look. It looks good.
It looks really good. Yeah, the white never. I didn't like it.
The white suit never worked for me.
Yeah. Unless you're in the snow, you would not have a white suit.
It just looks too different from the original Captain America suit. It looks a little too different.
Yeah,
and I understand you want to make
too different for different sake.
Yeah, and like the blue looks a lot better. Looks a lot better. Looks a lot cooler. All right, next up, movie release dates. So this is some updates about what is coming out soon-ish. Mike, I don't know if we're getting an MCU movie this year. I don't think we are.
Deadpool.
When is it supposed to come out?
In the spring. Deadpool 3.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
That's it.
Man, do we know if any shows are coming out?
I think there's another show coming out.
I have to do some research, but
I heard that they and I care about this not an ounce, but I heard that they wrapped shooting on Ironheart.
Yeah, that's not coming out anytime soon.
So yeah, I don't know how long post on that will be.
I don't know. Captain America: Brave New World is coming out February 14th, 2025. So that's over a year from now. You got Fantastic Four, May 2nd, 2025. You've got Thunderbolts, July 2025. And you've got...
No. They've got too many movies in 2025 already.
I agree, but let me finish. And you got Blade, November 2025. So, first of all, you're not going to have all these movies coming out in 2025.
Yeah, why stack them up like that? You got one every other month?
No idea.
Or the first half of the year?
Second, crazy. Blade's not happening. So let's stop talking about that. Here's what the dates are probably going to look like. Captain America: Brave New World will probably be more of a January, March kind of deal. Either January or March, something like that. Fantastic Four is going to be a summer movie, like June or July. Thunderbolts will be a Christmas movie, so it'll be out in the November Christmas area. Blade's not coming out.
I don't see how Thunderbolts is coming out because I still hear about actors dropping out of it.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Like the woman from The Bear. She's not going to be in Thunderbolts because it conflicts with The Bear season 3 shooting.
Have they even started filming Fantastic Four?
No idea.
Dude, this is... Ugh.
They haven't announced the cast?
We might not have anything for 2026. I don't know. It looks bad. It looks bad. I think that MCU movies are going to take a nice little long hiatus.
Where's this coming from? Where are these dates coming from? That's crazy.
I don't know. The internet. I got an article. I'll just put it up.
TheDirect.com.
It's accurate enough, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's the official schedule. So it's official. But that doesn't mean anything. These things can change. Yeah. But the fact Deadpool being the only quote unquote Marvel movie this year, we don't have a summer movie. We don't have a Christmas movie.
Right.
That's crazy to me.
I feel like maybe they could sneak a second one in before the end of the year.
What?
Maybe.
What? What is filmed?
Maybe they move up Captain America.
Maybe. They might be able to get this in by Christmas.
If they've been working on an X-Men movie in secret.
Okay, is there a Star Wars thing coming out this year?
I have no idea.
What is happening for Disney and Marvel this year?
Well, you had the strikes. Writer's strike and the actor's strike, so that set things off. Let's see, Star Wars anything?
Nothing. Nothing's happening this year. Wow. Wow.
When's Andor season 2 coming out?
I don't know. Wow. I didn't know how hard the writer's strike was going to hit us until just now.
Yeah.
What the? I don't know. It's not going to be anything for anybody to watch. I don't even know if there's a movie that's a good big movie.
People can catch up on stuff.
But is there any movie for anyone this year? I haven't heard of anything. Like, anything that's supposed to be a blockbuster, super big, except that stupid Civil War movie that's supposed to come out. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, it's about modern-day Civil War. You can pretty much just go to a random Reddit post and just read up on it, and it's terrible.
I don't want to watch that.
Nobody wants to watch that. That movie's going to tank so hard. Nobody wants to watch something about Civil War. You want to watch, like, it's an election year, too? What, are you insane? Yeah,
come on, man.
Nobody wants anything to do with that crap.
Get out of here with that.
Like, if you have a Marvel movie or a fantasy movie right now, that movie's going to make $1 billion. Hey, you know what? Dune season 2 or Dune, the second Dune's coming out this year. So that's coming out this year.
What'd you think of the first Dune?
I didn't watch it. I read the book for like 5 minutes and threw it across the room. It was so terribly written.
My brother loved Dune movies when we're kids, but I never got into it. It was freaky.
Yeah. You know what? I would like to see a Flash Gordon movie. Like somebody redo Flash Gordon. Wouldn't that be good?
I kind of like the idea, but I kind of don't because the first movie is perfect.
The first Flash Gordon movie is absolutely perfect. They should just reissue it and put it on the screen.
Right, yeah. Just do a real good job of like cleaning it up and stuff and re-release it.
You know what? That sounds like a future podcast for us. Like old movies that should be re-released right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude. Man, the soundtrack for that? Perfect.
Flash!
Yeah, dude.
I feel bad for it.
Has any other band ever been as perfect for soundtracks as Queen other than Daft Punk?
That movie was so absurd that you had to watch it.
right?
It was so good. It was so good.
He was a football player.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good. Right. So good. Probably a little misogynistic now, but
sure,
then,
of course.
Then it was the whole thing.
Right.
Wow. Oof. Okay. Last thing. So we're getting Vision Quest. Apparently, Paul Bettany, he pretty much said it was going to film, that it's going to happen. Who knows when that's going to happen, but it's out there. So
he let it slip.
Yeah. But it's not happening anytime soon, guys. So, if anything, I think Marvel should really push for Captain America to come out this year somehow, for Christmas especially.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Really think that should happen. But anyway, that's it for News You Can't Abuse.
What are we doing next?
The final episode of Echo. We'll wrap it up.
Nice.
It'll be a final episode, and we'll talk about the whole thing and how it worked out and how we're feeling and what's going to happen moving forward.
Right. Yeah.
Good. Right. Cool. Right. Mike, how you feeling?
Feeling good, man. How about you?
I'm okay. It's my birthday, so I'm going to figure out how I can stay on the couch all day and not do anything.
Nice. Yeah. I feel like maybe after people listen to this episode, they're going to rush out to however they're listening to and leave us a review.
Mm-hmm. 5-star review.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to happen, especially it's your birthday.
Yeah, for my birthday, everyone, please leave me a 5-star review and also leave some comments in the review comments about how awesome our podcast is. And also for my birthday, why don't you share
Hit that share podcast button
with someone. Yeah, just share it with someone.
Share it with your friends and the groundhog.
Yep. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny that February 2nd is my grandparents' anniversary. Well, they're not alive anymore, but that was their anniversary day. February's a big day. February's a big month for me. And my birthday, I got married in February. A lot of my friends got birthdays in February. February's a great month for me.
Yeah. Good month.
And it's a short month, too.
Yeah.
I was always jealous about people who were born on February 29th. I was always jealous of those people.
Yeah, they're very young.
Yeah, they're like, what, 5, 6?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
How do you celebrate? Do you just, like, celebrate on the 28th, I guess?
I think I would celebrate it once every 4 years.
Yeah, I would.
I feel like that's a good interval to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, I would totally just ball out.
Yeah, just ball out once every 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Although when you're a little kid, you know, then you gotta do something else.
I guess.
Last day of the month, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Give him a gift. Right. Give him a couple of gifts, a cake. Like, share, subscribe, send it to your friends. We really appreciate your support. Next week, Echo episode 5.
The finale of Echo.